And in the third week in the second Jubilee, she gave birth to Cain. And in the fourth, she gave birth to Abel. And in the fifth, she gave birth to her daughter Alwan. And in the first year of the third Jubilee, Cain slew Abel because God accepted the sacrifice of Abel and did not accept the offering of Cain. And he slew him in the field, and his blood cried from the ground to heaven, complaining because he had slain him. And the Lord reproved Cain because of Abel, because he had slain him, and he made him a fugitive on the earth because of the blood of his brother, and he cursed him upon the earth. And on this account it is written on the heavenly tables, "Cursed is he who smites his neighbor treacherously," and let all who have seen and heard say, "So be it." And the man who has seen and not declared it, let him be accursed as the other. And for this reason, we announce when we come before the Lord our God all the sin which is committed in heaven and on earth, and in light and in darkness, and everywhere. And Adam and his wife mourned for Abel 4 weeks of years, and in the fourth year of the fifth week they became joyful, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare him a son, and he called his name Seth, for he said, "God has raised up a second seed unto us on the earth instead of Abel, for Cain slew him." And in the sixth week he begat his daughter Azarua. And Cain took Alwan his sister to be his wife, and she bare him Enoch at the close of the fourth Jubilee. And in the first year of the first week of the fifth Jubilee, houses were built on the earth, and Cain built a city, and called its name after the name of Ten, his son Enoch. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she bare yet 9 sons. And in the fifth week of the fifth Jubilee, Seth took Azarah his sister to be his wife. And in the fourth year of the 6th, 12th, 13th week, she bare him Enos. He began to call on the name of the Lord on the earth. And in the 7th Jubilee, in the 3rd week, Enos took Noam his sister to be his wife, and she bare him a son in the 3rd year of the 5th week, and he called his name Kenan. And at the close of the 8th Jubilee, Kenan took Mualaleth his sister to be his wife, and she bare him a son in the 9th Jubilee, in the 1st week in the 3rd year of this week, and he called his name Mahalalel. And in the 2nd week of the 10th Jubilee, Mahalalel took unto him to wife Dinah, the daughter of Barachiel, the daughter of his father's brother. And she bare him a son in the 3rd week in the 6th year, and he called his name Jared, for in his days the angels of the Lord descended on the earth, those who are named the watchers, that they should instruct the children of men, and that they should do judgment and uprightness on the earth. And in the 11th Jubilee, Jared took to himself a wife, and her name was Barachah, the daughter of Resujal, a daughter of his father's brother, in the 4th week of this Jubilee. And she bare him a son in the 5th week, in the 4th year of the Jubilee, and he called his name Enoch. And he was the first among men that are born on earth, who learnt writing and knowledge and wisdom, and who wrote down the signs of heaven according to the order of their months in a book, that men might know the seasons of the years according to the order of their separate months. And he was the first to write a testimony, and he testified to the sons of men among the generations of the earth, and recounted the weeks of the jubilees, and made known to them the days of the years, and set in order the months, and recounted the Sabbaths of the years, as we made them known to him. And what was and what will be, he saw in a vision of his sleep, as it will happen to the children of men throughout their generations until the day of judgment. He saw and understood everything, and wrote his testimony, and placed the testimony on earth for all the children of men and for their generations. And in the 12th Jubilee, in the 7th week thereof, he took to himself a wife, and her name was Edna, the daughter of Donael, the daughter of his father's brother. And in the 6th year in this week she bare him a son, and he called his name Methuselah. And he was moreover with the angels of God these 6 jubilees of years, and they showed him everything which is on earth and in the heavens, the rule of the sun, and he wrote down everything. and he testified to the watchers who had sinned with the daughters of men, for these had begun to unite themselves so as to be defiled with the daughters of men, and Enoch testified against them all, and he was taken from amongst the children of men, and we conducted him into the Garden of Eden in majesty and honor, and behold, there he writes down the condemnation and judgment of the world and all the wickedness of the children of men, and on account of it God brought the waters of the flood upon all the land of Eden, for there he was set as a sign, and that he should testify against all the children of men, that he should recount all the deeds of the generations until the day of condemnation. And he burnt the incense of the sanctuary, even sweet spices acceptable before the Lord on the mount. For the Lord has four places on the earth, the Garden of Eden, and the Mount of the East, and this mountain on which thou art this day, Mount Sinai, and Mount Zion, which will be sanctified in the new creation for a sanctification of the earth. Through it will the earth be sanctified from all its guilt and its uncleanness throughout the generations of the world. And in the 14th Jubilee, Methuselah took unto himself a wife, Edna, the daughter of Azrael, the daughter of his father's brother, in the third week, in the first year of this week, and he begat a son, and called his name Lamech. And in the 15th Jubilee, in the third week, Lamech took to himself a wife, and her name was Betanos, the daughter of Barachil, the daughter of his father's brother. And in this week she bare him a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, "This one will comfort me for my trouble, and all my work, and for the ground which the Lord hath cursed." And at the close of the 19th Jubilee, in the 7th week, in the 6th year thereof, Adam died, and all his sons buried him in the land of his creation, and he was the first to be buried in the earth. And he lacked 70 years of 1,000 years, for 1,000 years are as 1 day in the testimony of the heavens. And therefore was it written concerning the tree of knowledge, "On the day that ye eat thereof, ye shall die." For this reason he did not complete the years of this day, for he died during it. At the close of this jubilee, Cain was killed after him in the same year, for his house fell upon him, and he died in the midst of his house, and he was killed by its stones, for with a stone he had killed Abel, and by a stone was he killed in righteous judgment. For this reason it was ordained on the heavenly tablets, "With the instrument with which a man kills his neighbor, with the same shall he be killed, after the manner that he wounded him, in like manner shall they deal with him." And in the 25th Jubilee, Noah took to himself a wife, and her name was Imzara, the daughter of Rachel, the daughter of his father's brother, in the first year, in the 5th week. And in the 3rd year thereof, she bare him Shem. In the 5th year thereof, she bare him Ham. And in the 1st year, in the 6th week, she bare him Japheth.